This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Big Progress in Bristol. Oh, the difference a year makes in an organization's progress. I can feel it almost immediately as we walk to the new office on the border of St. Paul's, a neighborhood we're preparing to launch an organizing drive, in Easton, the community that's been our bastion of strength. Walking to the left of Stuart Melvin, Acorn United Kingdom's head organizer, he exchanged brief greetings with someone passing quickly. He leaned over to me and said was a letting or rental agent that had been one of the Acorn Easton Group's targets and had ended up agreeing to sign the Acorn Ethical Letting Charter to protect tenants. Only seconds later, we stopped as someone approached on the right and said hello, who was a member of the Easton organization and promised to be at the next meeting. It's the little things like these random, quick exchanges that help to fill in the measure of real growth in an organization in a way that the charts and reports hint at, but only these kinds of experience can flesh out. We met with Nick Ballard and other founders of the Bristol Acorn operation in the office. Although we've been renting the upper floor in the Communication Workers Union of Bristol since last December, it was my first time there, and what a difference it made. Same rent, thanks to our postal worker brothers and sisters, has the old shared space, but instead of a teeny room on the other side of an art and book space, it was several rooms overlooking a small patch of green down below and spoke in every way to the increased quality of the work being done. You can't judge an organization on the bricks and sticks. The framed action pictures and meeting posters, the books on organizing on display, and the large table where all three of us had computers blazing, as Stu complained about the internet, was a world of difference from our early days less than 2 years ago. Most importantly, the dues-paying memberships are now over the 300 mark, with two-thirds coming from Easton. Our membership in the expanded citywide tenants campaign that has grown from its earliest fights, and another one-third attracted widely to the rising profile of the organization in the area. Acorn's ethical letting charter, arguing for better enforcement of landlord repairs, increased security of tenure for leases which now all run from only 1 or 2 months at a time, and other tenant protection efforts, has attracted the support in one way or another, from actions to petitions of more than 10,000 people, pushing the profile of the organization bigger and bigger. Another shot in the arm was the recent five-week Dismaland, brilliantly organized by world-famous graffiti and countercultural artist and impresario Banksy, who incidentally is a native of Bristol and former resident of Bankston, of Easton as well. The satirical, political, and art production drew over 150,000 people to a small town along the seaside not far from Bristol, and Acorn had been invited to set up an information stall at the event in what they call the Citizens Advice Bureau about its work. Somewhere between 4,000 and 6,000 people, members are still entering the information in our database to see. Signed up as interested in more information and the exposure to the wider community and beyond of Acorn and its work was huge. Reading Newcastle organizer Tom Scott's brief blog on the Acorn UK website also gave a sense of how the event built the solid air of the organizations as organizers and members from London, Newcastle, Reading, and Birmingham all came in to help work the event on various weekends as it was available. Every day is a challenge, like for a young organization, but in Bristol we're seeing how quickly we can begin to reach our potential, and it's exciting to imagine the unlimited potential for our members there in the future. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.